This week on Chicago's Best, get the best coffee ready. It's Chicago's Best Donuts tonight at 10:30 on WGN-TV. You know, throughout this self-quarantine, we've been talking to mayors all over the state. I've fortunately been lucky enough to know a lot of these guys, Tom McNamara in Rockford. We had Steve Chirico on a few weeks ago. What was that, 2 weeks ago? The mayor of Naperville, Gary Menier in Washington. Let's bring up Jim Artis, the mayor of Peoria. Mr. Mayor, how are you?
I'm pretty good, Pete. How are you doing this afternoon?
I just wanted to get a feel of things that are going on in Peoria. I know things have slowed down with cases downstate. How are you guys doing in Peoria, and what's the update? Are you ready to open up the economy?
Yeah, well, the second question first. We're ready to open up the economy. In terms of, you know, the feeling of the business community, they want to be responsible about the way that they do it, but everybody's ready to get it going again.
And you hear from your people in Peoria on these small business owners. I mean, what's the biggest problem right now? Are people still working at Caterpillar?
Most of the Caterpillar facilities are still working. They were deemed essential, the construction and the construction equipment. A lot of the office people are working from home. But, you know, for the most part, yeah, there's Cat's still active and engaged. The healthcare community here really has taken over as our major employer. And obviously, they're busy.
How are the cases at OSF? Because that's the big one down there.
Yeah, between OSF and Unity Point, you know, there are two big hospitals. OSF is major downstate. They're a level one trauma center, so, you know, they see a lot. I don't know what the exact breakdown per hospital is. I think OSF's got a few more of the ICU beds with COVID patients. But, you know, we're really fortunate for a community this size to have the hospital systems that we do here,
right,
and the capacity, the large capacity for potential COVID patients.
Have the cases leveled out in Peoria, and have you seen them decline for a 2 week span?
We're seeing an increase right now just because we're doing more testing. Similar to what's happening on a statewide basis. You know, they're, you know, when you're, and that's expected. You know, when you start seeing more testing and you actually know what's out there. But we're still, I think we're just over 100 cases that we've had in Peoria County. We've had 3 deaths. But the number of, you know, the people that are either in home isolation or have already recovered is probably 90% of that 100 number. So,
right,
you know, there might be a dozen or 15 or so cases that are actually hospitalized right now.
So you're ready to open things in Peoria. I mean, over the weekend here in Chicago, this nice weather brings out people, and they had to break up some parties this weekend. I think there was a case in Peoria. Wasn't there a large gathering that they had to break up? Was that over the weekend or the last few days?
Yeah, unfortunately, there was last night. And, you know, those are the kinds of things that, you know, we still have to be vigilant on. And as a community, we really still need to discourage those big gatherings of a lot of people. I'm not sure exactly, why that was happening.
I don't get it.
It was 2 o'clock in the morning, but people aren't getting it. But we're in the process of working with local leadership and healthcare and the business community and so on, and speaking with the governor about having a plan in place that we can actually open up in a structured environment that would have the blessing from the governor's office to expand on the places that are allowed to open up.
Jim, we had the governor on 2 weeks ago, and we talked about that, opening up the state county by county. Do you talk to the governor personally, or is it just on the mayor's call? I know he does a mass call with all the mayors in the state. Do you get a chance to talk to him one-on-one, and what has he said?
Yeah, I did have a chance to talk to him one-on-one this week, and he understands he really does understand this. You talk about being in a tough spot. I mean, the mayors are in a tough spot, and a lot of the business folks in our different communities think that the mayors are the ones that are, you know, putting all the guidelines down and who can open and who can't. And frankly, it's the executive order of the governor that spells that out. But you know, the governor is listening. He knows that, my impression is that he knows that there's going to be areas of the state that are ready to open up in a measured, thoughtful, careful way,
right?
Outside of the city of Chicago. I mean, you guys got so much density up there. It's just it's a whole different ballgame than you get when you come downstate, and especially, you know, when you get to a community like Peoria, and Rockford has a very strong healthcare community. I mean, we have the capacity to be measured about this and be able to test and make sure that we're slowly opening up at the right level,
right?
And be very measured about it. And if it looks like things are starting to spike, you know, you dial it down. And the governor understands that.
Right. I was reading an article. They gave a great analogy about being a politician right now during the pandemic. If it's fourth down and five, and you're a governor or a mayor, you're always going to punt. You're going to side on the safe side. You're going to do whatever's safe. You're not going to take a chance, because if you do take a chance and it backfires, you'll never, ever hear the end of it.
Yeah, you know, this is really one of those situations that we're in. Obviously, every day, you know, you probably hear it 10 times a day. We're in uncharted territory. Nobody's ever seen anything like this before.
Right.
And so probably now more than ever, people are going to, you know, the armchair quarterbacks and the people are going to say, well, we should have done this. Just because, you know, we don't have that model to look at and say, this is how they did it back in, you know, whatever the case was. So, you know, we are in a situation where we're trying to be very smart about this and not extend it or expand it.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, we all know that, you know, we have to get our economy coming back. Who could have ever guessed that something like this would happen in our country, that would literally just bring our economy to its knees in a matter of weeks? And,
yeah.
You know, now just understand the complexity of trying to hit the restart, you know, because all cylinders aren't going to start at the same time. And it's just, it's really a concerning issue. It's something that we have to do. And, you know, and then you get to the expense, and the expense on this is just, it's almost mind boggling. But
yeah,
we have, I think they made the right decisions to invest the money that they have, but we have to get this economy back, and we got to get people back to work.
We need to figure that out. Do you talk to other mayors? I know you're friends with Gary Menear, the mayor of Washington, but what about the mayor of Naperville, Tom McNamara, the mayor of Rockford? Do you talk to those guys on a regular basis?
Yeah, I serve on the board for the Illinois Municipal League with both Mayor Trico and Tom, and there's probably 40 some of us on that board. So we talk on a regular basis, and probably now more so, you know, just with situations like this. And frankly, you know, Rockford and Peoria have a lot of similarities, and
mm-hmm.
You know, Rockford's a little bit bigger than we are, but the demographics are pretty similar. And so, you know, we share a lot of information throughout the year outside of this pandemic, but there's a great communication network across the state through the Illinois Municipal League.
And what about East Peoria, where the gambling boat is? I'm sure you talk to that mayor on a regular basis, because you're just separated by the Illinois River.
Yeah, we keep in contact with all the local mayors in the Peoria area. You know, we talk often, you know, share information and resources, and, you know, to do the best we can to work together in this day and age. Our communities need to work together a lot more, just because of a lot of the situations that we're facing.
Jim, in a perfect world, last question, when would you like to start slowly opening things up in Peoria?
Well, in a perfect world, and also knowing, you know, that there's so many different things tied to when that happens, we're really hoping that we can, at end of next week or sometime the following week, by probably at the latest by the middle of the month, we want to be. It's not going to be a full open. I don't think the governor's going to allow that to happen, and probably just to make sure we're doing it right. I don't know if that is the way to happen, but I think that Peoria will be ready, have metrics in place, so we actually have something to measure against. Right. Hopefully a week, 10 days, maybe 2 weeks at the most.
Got it. Jim Artis, the mayor of Peoria. You're the best, Jim. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Pete. Have a good one.
All right. Take care. That's, you know, another thing that we're trying to do on Sunday is bring on these mayors. And, you know, it's interesting. You have the mayor of Peoria, Jim Artis, who is ready to open things up. And Tom McNamara, the mayor of Rockford, said, let's wait a second. We got to wait a beat here. So, you know, it goes by city, county. It's going to be interesting to see what happens in the next 2 weeks.